Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Alex Gress, chief financial officer for Canadian Oil Recovery and Remediation Enterprises Limited. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is CVR, as well as on the OTCQX, ticker symbol is CRVYF. Thanks for joining us today, Alex.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us speak with you and your listeners.
Great. Anytime. Now, starting off, please give us a history and overview of CORE for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
No, absolutely. Well, CORE is an operating company that's focused on the oil waste management sector. And so what we're talking about specifically there is CORE owns and operates equipment that cleans oil-contaminated soil, that treats sludge, also does automated oil storage tank cleaning, and as part of all of these operating processes, it also recovers oil. So when you think about just taking a step back and you look at the market size for this, conservatively, the World Bank has estimated that in the Middle East alone, which we all know is kind of a great source of oil production, whenever there's oil production, there is contamination, that this market alone represents $100 billion over the next 10 years. Taking it a step further, actually, when we think about it, there are a couple of short-term opportunities available for a company like CORE, and I'll talk a bit more a little later about the strategies that we have in place to go after this, but take one country alone in the Gulf region, and that's Kuwait. Now, Kuwait alone represents, over the next couple of years, $3.5 billion of future contract values for oil remediation services. Now, a majority of this, Juan, is coming off of the cleanup from something that we all know about from history, the 1991 Kuwait Gulf oil. I mean, Gulf War. That's right. So we know that, unfortunately, at that time, when Iraq pulled out of Kuwait, they detonated something like 798 oil wells. And that resulted in up to 9 months of constant oil contamination. Some of the stats that are available to us show that up to 5 million barrels a day at certain times spilled into the desert. Now, what that's left Kuwait today is approximately, you know, 115 square kilometers of oil contamination, and that's called the Kuwait oil lakes. It's obviously a mix of dry lakes, which is just pure sand contamination, and literally, oil lakes. So what's happened over the last couple of years is as a result of the United Nations and funding for war reparations, there is in excess of $3.5 billion that's available for Kuwait now. So that's been put in place. It's fully funded. CORE is one of a handful of companies that's actually pre-qualified, and that's a pretty important factor, that we're actually pre-qualified, meaning that we're able to directly bid or tender for these contracts, and they're going to start to come out in early 2011. So the point there is you've got a large and growing market, but in the short term, there are some immediate catalysts that are available for a company like CORE.
Great. And so can you update us on the Aeris One?
Sure. Well, that's one of our competitive advantages. And talking specifically about methods or ways to treat oil-contaminated soil and oil recovery. So Aeris One is a proprietary operating facility that cleans oil-contaminated soil at a rate of 15 tons per hour. And in the process recovers oil and recycles water. So it's obviously, from an environmental perspective, it has a low environmental impact, has a relatively low operating cost. From all of our diligence and our awareness of what will be required in some of these large-scale tenders, particularly out of Kuwait, Aeris One and more specifically soil washing is considered a preferred technology for these upcoming cleanup contracts. And our company, CORE, has spent you know, we've probably invested on our first generation Aries One in excess of millions of dollars to fully commercialize that. And we've taken it through its paces. It just completed, you know, several months of what we called internally optimization, which means that it cleaned and recovered oil against a whole host of different levels of contaminated material right in Kuwait. So our Aries 1 is, as we talk today, commercialized, well-positioned physically in Kuwait and attracting a lot of attention because of its technology, because of its cleaning capabilities right now.
Well, great. And so can you talk about some of the other trends right now in your sector and how well-positioned you believe that that C-Core is to capitalize on them?
Sure. Well, one of the most important things to think about is, you know, this is a business that is, you know, scalable relatively quickly, and that there are, you know, available for Core, you know, some high-value, large-scale contracts. Now, what's happening right now is Core, to go after these contracts as a relatively early-stage company, albeit with strong operating facilities in place, aligned itself with some international and well-known operating partners. So Core right now has developed an operating partnership in the Middle East with the largest Norwegian oil waste management company, and that's called SAR. So our joint operating partnership is called SAR Core MENA. And as a prelude to these Kuwait oil lake contracts coming out, and also for larger and other high-scale remediation contracts, Core is pursuing that through its partnership. And in the meantime, we have become a pre-qualified soil remediation provider to the Kuwait oil company. So that means that SAR Core MENA can directly tender for these contracts. It also means that because we've achieved this pre-qualification status with the Kuwait oil company, it also means it facilitates us being pre-qualified with other national oil companies. And so, Juan, what you're seeing, long story short, is a growing trend even outside of Kuwait, but in other focused markets like Saudi Arabia, for example, where with Saudi Aramco, there's a growing need and requirement for the cleanup of oil contaminated waste. I mean, when you think about it, there are no published statistics on this, but from our diligence and the way we think about it, you know, 1 to 1.5% of all oil production results in some form of contamination. I mean, we saw this even on a slightly different scale over the spring and early summer with the BP Gulf of Mexico situation. You've got cutting-edge drilling technologies going after more mature wells, heavier oil, that results in more contamination. For Core, and through its partnerships with DAR, for example, we believe we are well-positioned in certain parts of the Gulf where there are immediate opportunities, and that's Kuwait and, secondly, Saudi Arabia.
Certainly, and so you also have a partnership there with the waste management company in the middle.
Well, that's sure. I mean, well, this is really what we view as a part of the growing trend in oil waste management service. So, with SAR, going back to SAR and our SAR Core MENA partnership, we are pre-qualified with the Kuwait oil company for soil remediation and separately waste management. And this is a way to kind of think about it. Core is positioning itself to become a total oil waste management and environmental solution provider. And part of by doing that is leveraging our partnerships. What you tend to see with the national oil companies is they tend to prefer dealing with contractors who bring full services. So what what CORE has done, in addition to commercializing its Ares 1 and being well-positioned for some of the immediate contracts that are coming out in soil remediation, it's actually broadened its range of environmental services through these partnerships. And that means we can provide waste management and oil and gas engineering and project management services. And that means that we believe that it becomes an easier decision for the national oil companies to contract with us, because they could see us as a solution provider across a suite of different services.
Good. And so anything else that you feel makes CORE unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think there's a couple of things to think about. I mean, for 2010, when people really want to dig in and look at CORE and its story, it was all about developing a world-class infrastructure and putting the financing in place to go after these contracts that are going to start to come out in 2011, in addition to positioning itself to become a total oil waste management and environmental provider. So the way to think about CORE, it's a company that has a couple of things. It's got the a proven operating technology in its Ares 1 facility. And soil washing, as we know, has become the preferred solution for the cleanup of the Kuwait oil lakes. It's put in place a good operating strategy where it's brought in some top-tier international partnerships and service providers, specifically SAR AS out of Norway. And equally, most importantly, the timing is right. The trends are there to provide these kinds of services. There's a growing need for oil waste management services. And as we said earlier and we've alluded to, you know, the timing is right. There are some short-term high-value contracts that will be released and available to CORE starting in the first quarter or second quarter 2011.
And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Alex, and talk a little bit about the strength of the management team over at CVR.
Sure. Well, you know, CORE has a fairly experienced management team and a board of directors, and so the skill sets here, as you would expect, range from very technical operating engineering experience to financial expertise, et cetera. Now, the senior manager of CORE itself, the CEO, is John Lorenzo. Now, John has about 40 years of experience in oil services. He is the founder in 1969 of what today is one of Kuwait's largest oil service companies with over 5,000 employees. So he's got a strong background in oil services, very strong in the Gulf region specifically. I joined CORE about a year and a half ago, bringing with it a little bit more on the financial and business operational side. My background is in investment banking. Spent most of my time with J.P. Morgan and Lehman Brothers, and I'm a CPA out of Pricewaterhouse originally. Our board, which is about 11 deep now, has really gained a lot of good traction and some strong operating people. We've got some of our most, just to highlight, our two most recent board additions that came on within the last 2 to 3 months. We brought the president of one of New York State's largest energy distribution companies.
Mm-hmm.
Also brought in the president of an oil and gas engineering and project management service company out of Calgary. So what you're seeing in our board is really a shift as we get into contractual revenues and we get into some upcoming contracts, a shift with certainly we've got the legal and the financial expertise in the background, but a shift with stronger engineering and stronger operating skills. And that makes sense as we head into this stage of our development.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Mm. Well, I'll take a step back and to think about what does 2010 represented. 2010 was, you know, as we said, the year of developing a world-class infrastructure and putting the financing in place. And that means really bedding down, securing these operating partnerships, achieving this pre-qualification status of the Clear Oil Company, completing the commercialization of Ares One, and being in a position to broaden our oil waste management services. In addition to that, we closed some financing in the late spring, just under $5 million at double our share price. Obviously, that was through an institutional investor who really spent some good time and diligence core and understood where the business was heading. So as we head to 2011, you know, it's a year of contract execution, but with some specific things that are ahead of us. As we said earlier, our target markets are, in the short term for 2011, will be Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. We know that at the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter of 2011, they will start to release tenders in the size of $150 million each for the cleanup of the Kuwait oil lakes. And as we said, we're one of a handful of pre-qualified global companies that's able to directly tender for that. In addition to that, we are also in dialogue, as we've recently press released, with other, you know, international construction and engineering and project management firms who are also pre-qualified. And they're looking to start Core MENA, our operating partnership, and this Ares One technology as potentially a technology subcontractor for some of those contracts as well. So there are a couple of interesting things on the horizon.
Certainly, and when it comes to investors in the financial community, Alex, do you believe that the core story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
No, I think we've been very much under the radar screen, and this is a company that, by way of background, has been really focused on infrastructure and operational development. I think talking to you, Juan, today and to your listeners, and our cross-listing, which we completed on the OTCQX about a month ago, should be taken as signs that we're slowly coming out of our shell, slowly starting to create a little more brand awareness for Core. And we do that knowing that we've had we're at the point where we're commercially ready to operate, the partnerships are in place, and we're looking to 2011 to be the right year. So to be a good start on the revenue side for Core. So, you know, we think this is going to be one of our objectives as we want to build ourselves operationally and get into contracts. We equally want to begin to raise awareness for Core and our shareholders likewise.
Well, that's good news. And so once again, joining us today is Alex Gress, Chief Financial Officer for Canadian Oil Recovery and Remediation Enterprises Limited, or otherwise known as CORE. The company trades on the TSX Venture, ticker symbol is CVR, and as mentioned on the OTCQX, ticker symbol is CRVYF, and is currently trading at 18 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Alex, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider CORE as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. I mean, I think just a couple of things. I mean, this is a company that we believe firmly has the right strategy in place. We've developed a world-class infrastructure to go after these contracts. And most importantly, Juan, the timing is right to capitalize on these global opportunities that are ahead of us.
Well, we look forward to continuing to track your company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Alex. And
our pleasure. Anytime. Thank you. Well.